Leafly is like Yelp for medical marijuana. The website, based here in Seattle, features patients' comments on a dizzying array of medical marijuana brands, from Afghani Bull Rider to Willy's Wonder. They've got apps, too. According to Leafly, they're getting 1.3 million visits per month. The CEO of Leafly is Brendan Kennedy. Brendan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Ross.
So looking at the site, you're relying on patients telling patients about what they perceive as the medical qualities of various strains of marijuana?
Exactly. In many ways, we're the world's largest clinical trial using crowdsourced information to provide other patients with information on medical cannabis.
Now, clinical trials, of course, are very highly regulated and very carefully conducted. I notice in looking at one of your evaluations for Blue Dream, you did get a lot of ratings. You got 1,437 people rating it, and they said that Blue Dreams helps patients relieve, number one, stress, anxiety, pain, insomnia, lack of appetite. That's what they're telling you it relieves, but how do you know that their perceptions are accurate medically?
Well, so the biggest issue with medical cannabis is that there's not a lot of medical research being done. The FDA and the DEA won't allow it. And so what we've built is a container to house all of this medical information from over 50,000 patients who have written reviews. So it's not a perfect source of information, but it's the best available resource for patients and doctors.
How do you know that the people who are growing Blue Dream or the people who are selling Blue Dream aren't gaming your ratings by as people do on Yelp and saying, "Oh, this is really terrific," but they're just serving themselves?
That would be challenging. So we have 1.5 million visits each month from all around the country and all around the world, and the reviews are written by individuals that come from all over the place, and we track IP addresses and we track user comments so that we can ensure that we're getting unique patient responses from unique patients.
Brendan, how do you know that the ranking about a strain remains accurate over time? Might a later harvest of the same type of marijuana have different properties?
Yeah, no, that's a valid question. One of the issues is that there's not consistency from state to state. So we have 17 states that have legal medical cannabis in the United States, plus the District of Columbia. And there are no guarantees that one strain, let's say Blue Dream, is the same in Washington as compared to somewhere like Colorado.
So that's kind of a caveat for people looking at it. They might want to take into account the fact that Blue Dream here might be different than Blue Dream there.
No, exactly. So primarily patients use Leafly to find the strain that meets their medical symptoms. So a chemotherapy patient can go to Leafly, look for a strain that suppresses nausea and stimulates the appetite, and we'll narrow 500-plus strains down to 4, 6, or 8 that meet that patient's requirement. And so then once that patient finds that strain, we can point them in the right direction. We're tied into dispensary inventory, and so we can help a patient find that particular strain in their zip code or area code. And then, like Yelp, the patient can actually read reviews on individual dispensaries to find a dispensary that they trust. This is different than a pharmacy where, you know, CVS and Walgreens might be interchangeable for many people. The patient dispensary relationship is a much more trusting relationship where the patient needs to go in and feel comfortable in that environment.
Brendan, we're just about out of time, but as you know, legalizing marijuana for adults in Washington State is on the ballot. Do you think that adults would just start to go to Leafly to find out information about this as a pure consumer product rather than medicine?
I think that's highly possible. We have traffic from all the medical marijuana states, but we also have a lot of traffic from places like New York and Texas and Illinois that don't have medical cannabis. But we know that people there are doing research, and they're trying to find the best information available.
Brendan, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Ross. Thanks.
Brendan Kennedy, the CEO of Leafly, L-E-A-F-L-Y, a website that's kind of like Yelp for medical marijuana. David Hyde produces the conversation with Arwin Nix. Andy Hurst is our engineer from KUOW 94.9 Seattle. I'm Ross Reynolds.